news from UNFL. During his three-day visit to Lebanon that started on 12 October, UN Undersecretary General for Peace Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix reaffirmed the critical role of Security Council Resolution 1701 in resolving the ongoing conflict between Lebanon and Israel. In his remarks to journalists before wrapping up the visit, Mr. Lacroix emphasized that Resolution 1701 remains the key framework for peace and stability in the region, and that its full implementation is essential for a lasting peace between Lebanon and Israel. The UN official also underscored the international community's unwavering support for the Lebanese people and UNIFIL peacekeepers, even in the face of mounting challenges.
I believe that there is a large consensus that Resolution 1701 remains the political framework for a settlement. What we want to be in a position to do when this cessation of hostility occurs is to be ready for UNIFIL to play a role, and the most constructive and productive role in that regard. What does that imply? Well, first of all, that would imply, of course, an absolute prerequisite, which would be full commitment from all and compliant with Resolution 1701. If we don't have that political environment, then the rest will not be relevant. So that is absolutely something that we insist on. Any meaningful role for UNIFIL in terms of supporting the implementation by the parties would have to have as a prerequisite a full compliance from all to fully implement Resolution 1701. Now, assuming that we have those conditions, then we are looking at how UNIFIL could be adapted in terms of its presence, its footprint, its capacities, the extent to which we could do more in terms of supporting the Lebanese armed forces, because the redeployment of the Lebanese armed forces is an absolutely central element to any durable settlement, and we are aware and we appreciate the decision that were made by the Lebanese authorities in that regard, with their commitment to proceed with more recruitment and more training and elevate the level of preparedness of the Lebanese armed forces.
Support of the local community amid the escalation in the conflict in Lebanon, UNIFIL peacekeepers facilitated in the first 6 weeks since 23 September over 600 instances of humanitarian access and assisted in evacuating civilians under imminent threat. Working alongside local emergency responders and international humanitarian organizations, they continue to focus on civilian safety and, when necessary, support evacuations. On 20 October, following request from the Lebanese Armed Forces to facilitate urgent evacuation of civilians in the Houla area, Nepalese peacekeepers moved three civilians, two elderly men and a woman, to safety. On 11 October, Spanish peacekeepers delivered two sets of donations to the villages of Klaya and Iblissaki. While the donation in Klaya included personal hygiene kits, wood stoves, medicines, and clothes, the local dispensary in Iblissaki received personal hygiene kits for distribution among village residents. In addition, since 23 September, dozens of civilians under imminent threat of violence have sheltered in UNIFIL positions. As the clashes intensify, some of the South Lebanese villages are already littered with deadly unexploded ordnances. On 14 October, an explosive ordnance disposal team from UNIFIL's Chinese contingent cleared the village of Al-Haniyye of Uxos following heavy bombardment of the area where their position is located. The same team undertook a similar mission in the mission headquarters in Nakura the following day. This helps ensure the safety of peacekeepers in carrying out their work and of any civilians who remain in their homes or may someday return.